Twisted Roots by A.G. Parker. Read by A.G. Parker. Chapter 27. Sister Moon comes but unseen, time dissolving through her eyes, lonely witness to what has been, as the Circle Road moves on. Carolyn Hillier. The evening colours were blossoming. The sun had sunk into the dent of the horizon and showered its red fire over the water. Above, velvet purple spread into great smears of indigo. The first twinklings of the stars could be seen. They stood upon the crag, holding open-faced wildflowers in the dying light. Layla clasped Jacob's hand in hers, and her father squeezed her shoulder. She felt a tremble in his hand and thought how old he looked, and how much older she felt. The wind whipped her hair around her face and mingled her tears with the ocean spray. Time flowed over them. Layla created a doorway above the water. Her hands sketched it with rough and halting strokes. Through it, they could see the violet-shaded evening of the village. It looked like someone had darned the sky, a patchwork dust. The first bell tolled. Effortless with gravity, the body fell through the air. Layla watched her father's face change as he caught a glimpse of his wife's tattered body, all rags and torn skin, before it plunged through the white foam beneath. She remembered her mother's body in the moonlight, whole and beautiful and hers, and wondered if her father was remembering the same image. The memory faded as the ripples smoothed. The world was still. Silently, the flotsam recovered the broken surface, sheathing the body from the living. They let their offerings flutter down in the air to the resting place, decorating the water with petals and silent tears. Nothing emerged from the ocean. Her depths remained full and secret. Epilogue. I whisper to my past, do I have another choice? Tracy Emin. Layla eased her feet into the waters, letting its flood of cold soothe the pain and wash the blood away. She waited. It didn't take long. Beyond her toes, a small whirlpool gathered pace, expanding as it spun faster and faster, until the guardian of the truth stood waist high in the river, their gaze steady, a slight curl upwards on their lips. "You have returned," they said, their voice like rough desert wind through pillars of stone. "I know who I am." Layla stood, allowing the guardian to survey her, and wondered if they could see behind the veil into the other part of her, the part she had pushed away for so long, and now kept secret, terrified she'd lose her friends and family, terrified of who she was. "I see it all," they said gently, taking a step forward. "Do you understand now why the pages were torn from the book? Why you didn't want yourself to remember? Why you couldn't even trust yourself with the knowledge?" "Yes, I do." Layla's heart was thumping in her chest. She felt sick. She wanted to cradle the hurt inside of her, make it so that none of it had happened. But she couldn't go back. "You cannot undo what you have done," said the guardian, their body now close to the bank on which Layla stood. "Just the same as those from your clan cannot take back their actions." They rose above the waters and onto the rock, the river clinging to their skin, then receding as they stood, leaving a cloak of vapours which moved ceaselessly around them. They took Layla's face in their hand, and she was reminded of salted sea spray caught on a gust of wind kissing her face. "Your heart is in pain," they said. Layla nodded, and tears began to fall down her cheeks, melting into the guardian's fingers. "Your journey doesn't end, but begins here, Layla. This is the start of your healing. Embrace the wholeness of your truth, no matter its darkness. From there, I know, you will do even greater things. And for what is to come, the world will need you. All of you." End of Twisted Roots. Twisted Roots was published by Wild Wolf Publishing and is available on Kindle via Amazon or as a downloadable PDF via my website. The links for both of these are in the description of this podcast. You can follow me on social media at twisted_roots_agparker or a_g_parker on Instagram. Please head to my website for other details and to keep updated with my poetry, performances, fiction, articles, and more. Thank you all so much for joining me on this journey. I've really enjoyed putting this together for you. Also, thanks to our generous donors, I've got another year left on my Podbean account of unlimited upload time. So if you have any ideas for what you'd like to hear, perhaps a podcast episode or two about poetry or writing for those with disabilities or finding your voice or any writing tips at all, let me know. Until then, take care.